Best Pokémon Elite Trainer boxes to buy in 2026. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. If you want one box that does the most for the most people in 2026, get the Mega Evolution ETB. It's the freshest in print set, it's built for players and beginners, and it ships with everything you need to actually play. But here's the real talk before you click anything. Pokémon sealed prices swing hard right now. Every box below has a verified contents list and a verified price range, never a single hard number, because the number you see today is not the number you'll see tomorrow. Always check the live price on the buy link before you commit. Okay, can we talk? Because everybody I know is back in on Pokémon, my group chat, my cousin, the guy at my LGS who swore he quit in 2016 and now texts me restock alerts at 11 p.m. And the same question lands in my DMs every single week. Imani, which Elite Trainer box do I actually buy? So here's the thing people get wrong. They think every ETB is the same box with a different sticker. It is not. The pack count changes set to set. Most main series boxes give you 9 packs, but Crown Zenith quietly gives you 10, and the Pokémon Center additions stuff in extra packs on top. The promo card changes, the energy count changes. So no, you cannot grab whatever's on the shelf and assume it's the same deal. And then there's the price, which is its own whole conversation. Some of them looking at you, Crown Zenith and 151 are out of print or thin on the ground, and the sealed market has gone absolutely feral. I'm not quoting you a single price as gospel anywhere in here. I'm giving you the verified range and telling you to check the live price the day you buy. That's the honest move, and honestly, once you understand why the prices move, you stop feeling like the market is happening asterisk to asterisk you. So this isn't a list, it's a map. 5 boxes, 5 completely different reasons to buy, plus the stuff nobody bothers to tell you before you hand over your card. Let's find yours. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. So what's actually inside an Elite Trainer box? Real quick, because this is where the confusion starts. An ETB is packs plus a kit. The kit is the part that's basically the same every time: a foil promo card, 65 card sleeves, a stack of energy cards, 6 damage counter dice, a competition legal coin flip die, condition markers, a player's guide, the storage box itself, and a code card for Pokémon's online game. The packs are the part that is not the same every time, and this is the whole ballgame. Main series boxes give you 9 booster packs. Crown Zenith breaks the pattern with 10, and the Pokémon Center editions add packs on top of the standard count. The 151 PC runs 11, Prismatic Evolutions PC runs 11, and Crown Zenith's PC Plus edition runs a full 12. The energy count moves too. Most boxes pack 45 energy, but Mega Evolution ships with 40 because of its kit. Here's the part nobody mentions until you've already opened one. The sleeves in the box are genuinely useful, but the dice and condition markers are pure player gear. If you're never going to physically play a match, you're paying for a beautiful storage box and a sleeve set you'll actually use, wrapped around 9 packs. That's totally fine, just know what you're buying. When someone tells you they all have the same packs, they're wrong, and that wrong can cost you real money. Read the contents line on every pick below. Let's talk price honestly, and so it finally makes sense I'm not going to lie to you about money. Here's how the market actually behaves in 2026, and once you see the pattern, you'll never get surprised again. The second a set gets thin, the price spikes. Out-of-print boxes go further. Crown Zenith is sitting in the hundreds sealed, and Pokémon 151 has climbed into genuine collectible territory. What that means for you: the price you see on any given day is a snapshot, not a fact. I've given every pick a verified range, but ranges move sometimes week to week when a restock drops or a flipper panics. And here's the money-saving move nobody says out loud: restocks happen. The Pokémon Company keeps printing popular Scarlet and Violet products, so a box that feels impossible today can land back near retail when a print run hits. If you're not desperate, set a tracker and wait for the dip instead of paying the panic price. One more pattern worth knowing: the Pokémon Center editions tend to hold value best, because the extra packs and exclusivity give collectors a reason to keep them sealed. ETB versus booster box, the math nobody does before they buy this is the one I wish someone had drawn out for me on a napkin years ago. If your goal is to open packs and pull cards, the ETB is one of the worst dollar per pack deals in Pokémon. So why does the ETB exist, and why do I still recommend them? Because you're not paying for packs, you're paying for the kit and the experience. The sleeves protect your pulls, the box stores them, the promo is guaranteed, and it's a clean, giftable, one-and-done purchase. A booster box is a fire hose, an ETB is a curated taste. For a beginner, a gift, or a casual ripper, the ETB is exactly right. For someone trying to maximize cards per dollar, it never is. The rule I give people: if you want the most cards, buy the booster box. If you want the best gift, the cleanest collection, or your first taste of a set, buy the ETB. Don't let anyone shame you into the wrong one, they're different tools. What nobody tells you: the code cards are basically worthless, and the weighing trick is dead. 2 myths, both expensive if you believe them. Myth 1, the online code cards are a bonus. They're not really. Resale value on a single ETB code is around 20 cents, bulk booster codes go for pennies. If you don't play Pokémon TCG Live, that code card is a redemption for in-game packs and nothing more. Don't let a seller frame includes codes. As a value add, it isn't one. Myth 2, you can weigh packs to find the heavy ones loaded with rares. This used to be a real, if sketchy, thing in the WOTC era. It is dead for modern sets, and here's the genuinely clever reason. Every modern booster pack now includes that foilish online code card, and its presence normalizes the pack weight so weighing tells you nothing. The Pokémon company built the anti-weighing countermeasure right into the pack. So if you ever see a seller advertising weighed heavy ETBs or guaranteed hits, that's either a scam or someone selling you 2015 logic. Walk away. The honest truth of opening Pokémon in 2026, its variants, that's the fun and that's the risk. Nobody has a system. Anyone who says they do is selling you something. God packs, chase cards, and why the rip feels so good okay, the fun part, because this is what your group chat is actually screaming about. Modern Pokémon has a mechanic that makes pack opening genuinely electric, the God pack. God packs are not a glitch or a lucky fluke. The Pokémon company intentionally seeds them into production for certain special sets. In a God pack, there are no commons, no uncommons, nothing filler. Every single slot is an illustration rare, special illustration rare, or higher. The Black Bolt and White Flare sets that closed out the Scarlet and Violet era ran this. A God pack, their hands unite illustration rares and a special illustration rare in one pack. There are even demigod packs with a partial loadout. Pulling one is lottery ticket energy, and it's exactly why people film themselves opening these. That's the dopamine engine under every box on this list. Somewhere in those packs is a chase card, an alt art, a special illustration. The one card the whole set is built around, Crown Zenith's Galarian Gallery subset, is the legendary example, a gorgeous gallery of alt arts that opening fans hunt to this day. You are almost certainly not going to pull the big one, but the maybe is the whole hobby. Go in knowing that. Rip for the joy of the rip, treasure whatever you pull, and let any chase card be a bonus, not the plan. Don't get scammed. How to not buy a resealed box. This is the section I beg people to read, because it's the one that costs the most when you skip it. The sealed product boom created a resealing problem. People open a box, pull the chase cards, restuff it with junk, and reseal the shrink wrap to sell at full price. Here's how you protect yourself. Buy from real retailers when you can. Target, Walmart, GameStop, Best Buy, your trusted LGS official Pokémon Center. The resealing risk lives almost entirely in random third-party marketplace listings. Inspect the shrink wrap. Factory wrap is tight, smooth, and seamed consistently. Loose, wrinkly, uneven, or oddly thick shrink with a visible glue seam is a red flag. That's a reseal tell. Know the weight. Serious buyers weigh a sealed box against a known authentic reference on a 0G scale. It's a story someone's telling you. None of this is paranoia. It's just the price of admission to a hobby with real money flowing through it now. 2 minutes of looking saves you a heartbreak. Match the box to who you actually are. Here's the read, because this whole guide is really one decision. Are you a player, a gifter, or a collector? Everything follows from that. You want to actually play and learn the current set, then Mega Evolution. It's the freshest box on the board in print and the one your LGS is drafting and trading around right now. Fun detail, it's named Foil Promos or Rialu or Alakazam. Complete play-ready kit, current meta done. You want a gift that lands the instant they see the name, then Prismatic Evolutions. It's the most hyped recent set. That EV foil promo is the thing people screenshot, just go in eyes open on the hype tax. You want in without the drama or the premium, then Destined Rivals. Recent in print near retail with a genuinely fun Team Rocket's Wobbuffet promo. The no drama box. You want nostalgia you can hold, then Pokémon 151. The original Kanto roster, peak feelings, and a sealed collectible now, which is exactly why my advice is buy it, shelf it, don't crack it. You read 10 packs in your heart skip, then Crown Zenith. The gorgeous out-of-print outlier with the extra pack and that Galarian Gallery chase. A splurge whether you open it or hold it, and worth it for the right person. Find the sentence that's about you, that's your box, final verdict. Here's where I land and I'll keep it tight. Want one box that does the most for the most people? Mega Evolution ETB freshest set in print built to actually play, 9 packs plus the full kit. Buying a gift that lands the second they see the name, Prismatic Evolutions, eyes open on that hype tax. Getting in without the drama or the premium, Destined Rivals, still near retail, clean and complete, chasing nostalgia you can hold. Pokémon 151, buy it, shelf it, don't crack it. And if you read 10 packs and your heart skipped, Crown Zenith, the gorgeous out-of-print outlier, worth the splurge for the open or the hold. But the real win isn't picking the right box, it's knowing the game around the box. The ETB is the kitten gift play, never the cost per pack play. The codes are basically worthless, the weighing trick is dead, and any guaranteed hits pitch is a scam. Restocks happen, so patience beats panic buying, and 2 minutes inspecting shrink wrap saves you from a resealed heartbreak. You know all of that now, the market can't play you if you can read it. Whatever you pick, do the one thing I keep repeating, these prices move, the ranges are real but they're snapshots, so check the live price on the buy link before you commit. Don't let a stale number be the reason you overpay or miss out. Bring a clear sense of whether you're a player, a gifter, or a collector, because that's the whole decision, and a willingness to glance at the live price before you click. Match the box to who you are, confirm the number day of, and you'll never feel like you got played. Frequently asked questions. Does every elite trainer box have the same number of packs? No, and this is the single most important thing to know before you buy. Main series boxes like Prismatic Evolutions, Destined Rivals, Pokémon 151, and Mega Evolution give you 9 booster packs. Crown Zenith is the exception with 10 packs, and the Pokémon Center editions add packs on top. 151 PC has 11, Prismatic Evolutions PC has 11, and Crown Zenith PC Plus has 12. Always read the contents line for the specific box you're buying. Why won't this guide just tell me a price? Because sealed Pokémon prices move quickly with stock, reprints, condition, and seller reputation. The direct Amazon product link shows the live offer. Compare that price with the official contents, check who is fulfilling the order, and do not let an old secondary market snapshot make the decision for you. Which ETB should a complete beginner buy? An ETB is not a ready-to-play deck, so it should not be a beginner's-only purchase. Learn with Battle Academy, a current pre-constructed deck, or Pokémon TCG Live first. Then choose an in-stock ETB from a set you genuinely want to collect for its packs, sleeves, storage, and accessories. What's the difference between a standard ETB and a Pokémon Center Edition? The Pokémon Center Editions add extra booster packs and exclusive packaging. For example, the standard Prismatic Evolutions and 151 boxes have 9 packs, but their PC editions have 11. Crown Zenith's standard box has 10 packs while the PC Plus edition has 12. Those PC editions also tend to hold their value best over time, which matters if you're buying to keep sealed. Should I open a Pokémon 151 or Crown Zenith box or keep it sealed? Open it only if the experience is worth more to you than the sealed product. There is no guaranteed financial answer. Reprints, condition, and demand can all change the market. If you want specific cards, buy singles. If you want the ritual, open the box and protect the best pulls immediately. What is the difference between an ETB, a booster bundle, and a battle deck? An ETB combines packs with storage and play accessories. A booster bundle is a smaller pack-only purchase. A battle deck or Battle Academy product is designed to get you playing with coherent decks. For learning, buy the playable product first. For opening and collecting, choose the ETB or bundle.